going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
What is up? Hello.
Where have you been,
well,
tan
I,
man?
I have been on the beach of beautiful Cancun, Mexico. They have fixed the beach after two hurricanes. Oh, it was heaven on earth, I tell you right now.
I know it's your happy place.
Oh, my word. Lost 5 pounds at an all-inclusive resort.
How does that happen? Because I've seen the food at that buffet, and it's, you know.
You've been to that resort.
You can get fruit if you want.
I wanted.
Okay.
I didn't drink. So I didn't drink any alcohol while I was down there. So that helped. We went on a lot of walks.
Good.
We went into town a couple of times, got our steps in, and I ate healthy. We need Dan, buddy.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
I really am. But I know that that's your happy place, and everyone, you know, we used to have this 48-hour rule. We don't really abide by that anymore. And I called Scott today, and I go, I just kind of want to hear your voice. It's been a week.
You said something to me that really hit my heart.
What?
You said to me.
What time do I have to be in?
No.
Oh, she's asking. Cute.
You said, I actually missed you.
I did say that.
And I said, well, that's sweet.
I actually missed you. Welcome back. It's severe weather, and we all need to be aware of it. You were on a beach, and it's been great since you returned.
Ever since I've returned from Cancun, I have not seen the sun. And we returned on Friday night.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Not one time. Not one time have I seen the sun. It was sunny and 86 every single day. It rained for about 2 minutes on Wednesday.
Yep.
When I was in the adult pool minding my own business. And other than that, everything was fine. I do have to tell you a story, though.
Yeah, what happened?
So this is tragic, horrifying. Never in my life when I've been in Cancun have I ever seen police officers walking the beach or National Guard walking the beach. And starting on Monday morning, I go down to the ocean because it makes me feel small. And I'm standing on the beach, T's back up in the room getting ready. And I'm staring at the ocean, and I'm like, oh, God, make me feel small.
Yeah.
And he's doing it. And next thing I know, I look behind me, and there are 6 soldiers walking down the beach. Huh. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Later in the day, we're up at the adult pool, which means just it's the quiet pool, no kids under 18. And all of a sudden, we see National Guard troops walking around the resort.
Yeah.
Looking in doors, looking in windows. And I'm like, what is going on? Is like a cartel guy here? Or what are they looking for?
Do
some
I need
escape?
To take cover?
Right. Do we need to go back up to the room? Turns out that on Sunday night at 7:30, this is so sad. Sunday night at 7:30, an American by the name of Luis N. It was his last name initial. Luis N. and his wife, who was a Mexican national. He's an American. She's a Mexican national. They're at the public beach, which is about 6 resorts north.
Okay.
And they get into the water on Sunday night at 7:30. They had rebuilt the beach because of the hurricanes.
Yeah.
The waves are huge in Cancun right now. Huge. And somehow they both get swept out to sea. They were able to rescue her, but they never found Luis. And he's presumed, obviously, dead. God knows.
God bless him. You had mentioned, Scott, and that is horrible, but it does serve as a warning. There are stories out there of another drowning similar to that in Cancun, and this was a young person that was there with a bunch of his college graduates, fellow college graduates out of Saginaw, Michigan, I think. They did not find him until Wednesday, and he also had passed. And so,
was that this year?
That is this year. And so that is a reminder, the beaches are different now post-hurricane.
Yeah, so they've completely rebuilt the beaches, but there's only so much, now that they put all this sand, and I can only imagine it's millions of tons of sand.
Yeah.
Because it's a 6-mile island, right? And they had to rebuild the entire beach. And so there's only so many places for that water to go. You keep pushing that much water towards shore, and as it comes in, the water goes up, and then it laps over itself, creating a wave, obviously. And waves create undertows. And so it is dangerous. If you're going to Cancun, be very mindful of that. It is dangerous.
Well, we are glad you are back. We are glad you are in one piece. And what is going on weather-wise? Because I looked at the radar. Yeah. I didn't see anything. But if you've looked outside, it's got that dark, cloudy, gray-green sort of hue to it. Mm-hmm. And I just talked to Boss about this. He said, do we need to get Busby on the program? I don't think we're there yet. But it is definitely one of the things that we need to just keep our eye on today.
So I'm looking at the radar right now. There is a storm system to the north, coming into the north, roughly around St. Joe. Let me zoom in a little bit closer.
It says large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes all possible with Monday thunderstorms. And that's on the very, you know when Channel 9 on the very front of their
strong to severe storm
webpage is like a gigantic exclamation point.
Right. You've heard of the I-70 split. Everything I'm seeing on radar looks like the I-70 split. Everything is to the north of I-70. South is for the most part pretty clear.
Okay. Well, we will keep our eye on it today because it looks a little, spring stormy outside.
Did I miss anything while I was gone? I tried to keep up with the news a little bit, but
no, not on vacation. Do not try to keep up with the news. I don't even watch it on the weekends anymore. It's too depressing.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is out with their 2025 inductees. Thin Lizzy is still not on the list.
Thin Lizzy is the Susan Lucci of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame bands.
They truly are. Coming in this year, The White Stripes.
Okay.
Soundgarden.
Okay.
Outkast.
Okay.
That had one hit.
Well.
One hit.
Yeah.
Cyndi Lauper.
She's just now in. Mm-hmm. She had a ton of hits.
And Thin Lizzy isn't. Joe Cocker. Chubby Checker.
I can't believe Joe Cocker and Chubby Checker weren't already in.
Joe Cocker played at Woodstock. And he's just now getting in.
Chubby Checker gave us the twist.
That is correct. And Bad Company
is
finally getting in.
No Thin Lizzy. Maybe next year. Maybe next year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe next year, Susan.
By the way, the top fan vote earner was Fish. They did not get in.
Okay.
Salt and Pepper will be recognized for musical influence.
They've influenced me every time Push It comes on. Okay. You know I'm right.
Okay.
Get up on this.
All right. Say what?
Get up on this.
What? Telephone number.
Dun, 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 dun,
okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Dana Wright, Logan Weber filling in today for Sam Stevie. He's back on Thursday. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You know, rarely have I posted something that really is seemingly so innocuous that gets such an extreme reaction. Now, you know, Scott, sometimes when you put something on social, you tend to throw out some frisbees, watch the bomb go off, and then crop dust everyone out there and see what happens.
Me?
You have done that before. You have been known to do that.
Okay.
I tend to just post stuff that I think is funny or has educational or entertainment value. And so over the weekend, I've been noticing the last several months that I have a bird friend that comes to see me on our little balcony. And it started out as one, and then there were two, and they are together. And we maybe named them Bob and Marge. They just sit there on the stoop.
What kind of birds are we talking about?
Well, we're going to get to that. I took a cute little video, and I said, you know, I'm getting old when I notice I haven't seen Bob and Marge today, and I've actually started to worry, like, why are they not out here? And so 6 or 8 hours pass by, no sign of these birds, and finally I peek out the little mini blinds thing. And there's Bob sitting there. Now, I don't know which one is Bob and which one is Marge, but that's neither here nor there. There's two. And I actually felt joy that these birds were back. And I don't know what's happening to me. If the birder thing is something that just happens when you're old, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. I just know that I was very happy to see Bob. And so I post the video. It's just me opening the door and like, hey, bird. And I was met with the most insane... Look, here's just me opening the door. Watch this. I'm opening the door.
Well, put it to the microphone.
Look at him.
Oh, he's a large bird.
See him?
Is that a penguin? Or not a penguin, but a pigeon?
So penguins, fun fact, are flightless birds. And had there been a penguin on my very high
that would
balcony,
be unusual.
That would have gone viral.
Is that a pigeon?
Those are pigeons.
Huh.
There are two. They are the same. They're used to me coming out now, and I just peek my head out and I say hi and I leave them alone. You would not believe. You would have thought I had posted about guns or murder or clubbing baby seals. I'd like pick your thing that would be divisive. Half of the people were like,
negative?
We should be so nice to the pigeons because they have such a storied history for the United States in war,
correct.
You know, carrier pigeons, all of those things.
That's
and
right.
When they find a place, they tend to come back to that place. Then that would be followed by, I'm going to throw up. Those are rats with wings. That's disgusting. Get them out of there.
Oh my gosh.
People were very passionate. There was no gray area. They either love them and revere them and we should be nice to them because somehow they know where they're going at all times and they always come back to the same spot.
Right.
Or get a shotgun out. It was one or the other.
Why?
I don't know.
So I'm here to tell you, on our trip down to Cancun, I may or may not have become a birder.
It's happening, people. The wheels are falling off in real time. It's happening.
They have wonderful birds down there.
I know.
Pelicans.
Yes. Oh, I could watch pelicans all day long.
We would watch. They were our entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
We would watch them as they, and I learned their motif.
Okay.
As they would go up, Then they would come down and they would use the force of gravity as they're going, and they go right next to the ocean, and then they use that push to go right back up, and then they look for the next victim.
Yep.
And then you could tell when they got their next victim, they tuck their wings in and then they go down.
Boom.
Straight down.
They're very clumsy. It looks like a very controlled crash landing when they go down. So when I go down to see my parents, I watch the Pelicans all the time.
And then I still am in love with the magnificent frigate bird.
Yes.
Which looks like Batman. By the way, I did a deep dive on the magnificent frigate bird. They can fly for 1 month. They sleep while they're flying.
No.
Yes. Yes.
They can fly a month.
They are called the pirate bird of the Caribbean because they will steal other birds' food. They are the only seabird that does not have waterproof wings.
What has happened to you?
I don't know.
By the way, I asked Dan about this in the newsroom, of course. Pigeons have been domesticated for thousands of years because of their ability to carry messages. We were talking about this last night. If you put a message on the bird's foot and said, hey, go relay this message to the general way over there who's in charge of the war, how did you know your message was going to get there? We can't even ensure that when you mail a letter today, it's not going to be stolen and someone's going to watch the check. How did a bird get something from point A to point B? My reason for asking then leads into my next statement. This is why they are so friendly, if not unafraid, of humans, because humans have worked with them for hundreds of years.
So the pigeons that are on your deck.
Bob and Marge, call them by their name, please.
Bob and Marge. Mm-hmm. Have you been able to touch them, like pet them?
I can go right up to them. They are also not scared of the cat, nor does the cat care, by the way.
So you think you could attach a little letter and maybe say, deliver this to Scott Parks'
but
house?
How would it know to go to you?
That's my point.
Oh, let's do it. That would be hilarious.
They know where their home is, right? They know
that's why they're called homing.
Right. So they know where the home is, but how do they know when you attach the letter to their leg, where to take that letter?
Yeah, I want someone to tell me that. I don't know.
I mean, if you've ever seen them on the ground, they're really not that smart.
They have retained the traits of domestication, including a lack of fear of humans, and they thrive in urban environments. Phones are ringing. If you know something about this, yes, there's some poop on the windowsill, but I don't care. Now, I haven't fed them up to this point except a handful of cashews last night. I have not fed them because you're probably not supposed to do that, but maybe, I don't know. I don't know why they chose me.
Why did you feed them cashews?
Because I looked it up and I didn't have any bird food, and it said you could feed them unsalted peanuts, and all I had was cashews.
Were they salted or unsalted?
Unsalted.
Pigeon food.
You don't know what's happening to us.
We're getting old.
You got gray hair in your ears and I'm feeding pigeons.
Okay. All right. Jason in Raytown. Jason, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I was just getting out of the car and listening in, but we've lived in our house here for about 4 years now, and we've got two pigeons, and I don't know if they mate for life or not, but it's been the same two for 4 years.
Yep.
Built them a little birdhouse, and they have their eggs every spring. We feed them and everything, and they're great. They keep the bugs out of the garden, and they're the only two birds in our whole backyard that our cats do not bother.
Pigeons do mate for life.
They are considered monogamous. Let me ask you this, Jason. When you say you built a house for them, if I wanted to put... I wonder if they're looking for a place to nest, or maybe they have nested there prior. Because why would they just come and move in with me?
That's exactly it. Because when we first moved in, they cut the tree down in the backyard on the other side, and I think that's where their nest was. Because when we were moving in, boy, those two pigeons were all over the place, and we were watching them, and I gave it about a month, and I thought, well, they're not leaving. So I built them a pretty good-sized house, because they're not small birds. I mean, they're pretty good-sized birds. Built them a house, and they took right to it. I mean, it was like they knew I was building it for them.
Do you have names for your pigeons?
Yes, we do.
And?
Would you care to share?
I'm sorry. My wife named them, and she kind of gets all over the place with her names. but it's Ozzy, as in Ozzy Osbourne, mm-hmm. and Claire.
Ozzy and Claire. Well, aww. I think
where
that's
she came
just
up with them. I don't
no,
know.
No, I think well, that's Ozzy. Lovely, Jason, and it makes yeah. me feel not so alone and like such a weirdo because I'm naming wild birds that have come to see me for a month.
What is it, Marge and whom?
Bob.
Yeah, Marge and Bob, and then you've got Ozzy and Claire. But like I said, they've been here for going on over 4 years now. And once I built them the house, boy, it's like they love it.
I'm building them a house. It's been decided. They will have a home to rest their head at night.
Jim in Eastern Shawnee. Jim, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
It's not exactly how these pigeons work, Dana. They a handler with that general has they give the pigeon to the other guy, the other general.
Okay.
And when information, they turn it loose and it flies back to the handler.
Okay.
To the cage that it came from.
And it just knows where its point of origin lies?
Yeah. He knows where he started out.
But how does he know where to go?
He goes back to that cage, the handler.
I get that, but how does he know where to go into the field?
That's why they... Well, no, the other platoon or whatever...
Delivers it.
They have him in a cage, and they turn him loose, and it goes back, and then that general has a pigeon that belonged to the platoon, so they can send it back. They don't give a message to him and say, okay, now head back.
Okay. Because that would be incredible. I told him to stop at Arby's, and he did.
That's why they're called homing pigeons.
All right, Jim, thank you for the call, man. Do appreciate it. A courting male pigeon will pursue his intended mate. On the ground, he'll circle her with his neck feathers inflated, his tail is spread, bowing and cooing all the while.
Bob, you dirty devil.
Pigeons mate for life, but if one partner dies, the survivor will generally attempt to find another mate.
Aww.
Pigeons show a strong affinity for human-built structures, like your condo.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go tonight. I've always said, why do people ever go to the 50 Birds feeder store? Like, you know... It's a very specific...
Because they reach the age of 50.
...narrow set of products in that store.
Yeah.
And now I find myself suddenly yearning, if I may, to go to the 50 States Bird store and get a home for Bob and Marge.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Ask that question on the air. That's a good one.
How come pigeons get such a bad rap? When you see any other bird, any of the herons around water, they're graceful. They're
cardinals.
Beautiful. Cardinals. Oh, my gosh. There's my deceased grandfather saying hello to me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people believe when they see a cardinal, that's a wink from above.
My favorite is a hawk.
Love the hawk.
Mm. A bald eagle.
Love the bald eagle. Symbol of freedom.
Pigeon.
Shoot him. Why is that? Why? They were so good to us during the war.
Rats with wings?
That is what I'm telling you. Some of the comments about that sweet Bob and Marge have been shocking how mean they are.
What is it, though, about the pigeon? I can't believe we're having this conversation.
Why do we think, like,
they're dumb.
Squirrels are a little annoying? Guinea pigs are cute, but mice are disgusting. It's sort of the same thing.
And rats are even
worse. Oh, rats are the worst.
But with a pigeon, and you don't ever see a robin, like a robin that lands in your yard, or a cardinal, or a blue jay.
Yeah, and you think, get out.
Or a dove even. But here's the thing about the pigeon. And look at me. What am I doing?
Yeah, they bob their head.
Like with every step, they bob their head like a moron. And they bob like this. Does that make them look dumb? And we
I
think
love
they
them.
Are dumb?
I don't think they're dumb at all. They keep coming back.
Scott.
They know where they're going. They're ahead of me in that race.
Hello, Scott.
Welcome back, Scott.
Glad to be back. Thank you.
A couple of quick ones for you. My dad was so poor growing up in St. Joe. Oh, and by the way, Dana, you did a legacy recording for him in the bottom of Soho condos.
Oh, I remember
Anyway, they were so poor growing up, they ate pigeon. They call it squab.
Squab.
And, that was squab, S-Q-U-A-B. But in later life, my uncle and my dad, my uncle had a farm out in Plattsburgh.
and they had homers out there, and the two of them would take the homers over to Atchison, Kansas, and release them and drive back to the farm. And when they got back to the farm, the pigeons were already there.
No way.
I'll be darned.
Way, yeah. I don't know what it is about them, but I believe there's a difference between homers and just a domesticated pigeon, too. I'm not sure what it is.
But how do they know? How do they know?
Well, I think on their wings they got this little watch with GPS.
No, be serious.
I really don't know. I really don't know, but obviously something works. So I can't find my way around the block, much less, you know, from Atchison to Plattsburgh. So they would
take them into a city that they were unfamiliar with.
Yep.
And release them, and then they would be back at home before your folks got home.
Before my dad and my uncle got over there, yeah, they basically, and you know, no pun intended, as the crow flies, I guess from Atchison to Plattsburgh would be a much shorter distance than, you know, obviously driving back.
Sure. As the crow flies, I believe they say, Scott.
Or as the pigeon flies.
As the pigeon flies. But I think pigeons fly around 45 miles an hour. And so kind of cute little story.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
By the way, squab refers to a young, immature domestic pigeon, typically under 4 weeks of age, and it's meat. So it's basically the veal of a pigeon. It is considered a delicacy in many cultures, often served in fine dining. Squab meat is known for being tender, moist, and having a slimy, gamey flavor.
Oh, gross!
Often compared to dark meat, chicken, or duck.
Talk about eating Bob and Marge!
Okay. Debbie in Kansas City. Debbie, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
When I was growing up, we had a pigeon that my father found it out in the front yard, and it the wing was broken. So he took it to the vet, and they removed the wing, and it couldn't fly. So he brought it home, and he worked in the shop class at high school, and he built this huge cage for it. And it had stairs on the inside of it, and so the pigeon could walk around. And then he built stairs that you could put on the outside so the pigeon could come out of the cage and walk around the yard. So my dad would sit outside with the pigeon and let it come out, and it would walk around the yard. And his name was Charlie. And my parents had many dogs. And when the dogs came out, Charlie didn't like the dogs, so he would chase them back into the house. And when my parents moved from Kansas City up north, and they took the cage with them and Charlie, and he lived in the backyard till he died of old age.
Oh.
And how long was that?
Probably, I bet it 20 years.
Wow.
And I was in charge of feeding the pigeon when my parents would go out of town, and that pigeon did not like me. And so I would have to hit the side of the cage so that Charlie would go over to the side of the cage, and I'd click open the door and shove his food in.
And what kind of food, just for Dana's sake, did you feed
if
Charlie?
If we're going to feed a pigeon.
Just bird seed.
Okay.
Just bird seed.
So maybe swing by Westlake on the way home and just grab some regular bird seed, and Bob and Marge would have a tasty dinner?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do it.
Or they, you know, they eat peanuts and that kind of stuff.
Like an unsalted cashew.
Yeah, not salted cashews.
Mm-hmm.
No, my dad would just sit outside in a chair and let Charlie out, and Charlie would walk around the yard for a couple hours, and my dad would watch him because he couldn't fly, and he didn't want any cats getting in. So,
Debbie, I love that story.
Yeah, his name was Charlie, and we had him for years. I remember Charlie in the backyard in Kansas City and Charlie in the backyard in Smithville. So he was
part of the family.
He died of old age.
How did one find Charlie?
He was just sitting in the front. He was in the front yard, our front sidewalk, walking around, and his he couldn't fly, and his wing was broken. So my dad was a real animal lover. I mean, at one time they had seven dogs. And so he picked up Charlie and took him to the vet.
No. I meant, how did one find him dead?
Yeah, when he passed, how did you guys find him, Debbie? Was he just in his nest?
I don't know. I wasn't living at the house then.
I see. Thank you for the story. I absolutely love the story. Someone else wrote on my Facebook page, look at the photo. It's a man clearly like in the late 70s with a bird.
On his head.
And Randy writes, I grew up with a tame pigeon on our farm. The one you see on my dad's head here. Dad brought him home from the grain elevator. We fed him Milo. His name was Fridge in honor of refrigerator Perry. Anytime you were outside, he would land on your shoulder or your head.
By the way, telephone number, by the way, is 913-586-7798. Would you care to guess the top speed a pigeon can fly?
And
never in a million years did I think we'd do a segment, two segments on
pigeons.
Well,
I never thought I'd have pet birds, Scott. The wild kind.
I think you need to stop by the hardware store tonight and get them some bird seed.
20 miles an hour.
Much higher.
Oh, 40.
Much higher.
I have no idea. Bob and Marge are a little portly, I will say that.
And then you're going to feed them?
So I don't know that they're going to get the lift that the average pigeon might get.
Okay, so an agile, athletic pigeon.
I don't know, like 60 miles an hour?
90 miles per hour.
No way.
I speak the truth, Rita, right there.
Okay.
Would you care to guess how far they can fly without stopping? Maximum distance.
Lawrence, 40 miles.
600 miles.
Oh, my God.
600 miles.
Someone else writes, you need to set a fake owl out there. Breathing pigeon droppings is very dangerous for histoplasmosis. Okay. Here's another one. You can get histoplasmosis from pigeon droppings. Look it up. It happened to my cousin, and she lost eyesight in one of her eyes.
See, I have the fake owl out back. This is why I don't have a pigeon.
I don't think your owl attracted pigeons. It attracted a tornado.
Okay. All right. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Logan filling in today for Sam Stevie. He is back on Thursday. Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. We'll get with everybody else in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. So coming up at 4 o'clock this afternoon, we're going to have Jay Binkley from 96.5 The Fan come into the studio and explain to us in the common man terms that he specializes in.
What happened
to Shedeur Sanders over the weekend?
Well, really, what didn't happen?
Right, which is to say get drafted in the first four rounds. He was, by some guesses, going to be I saw one person say he would be the number three pick in the draft. Others said he would be a first round draft pick. Others said, nah, he's probably going to end up at the beginning of the second round. Well, the second round came, the third round came, the fourth round came, and nobody picked him up. Finally, he gets drafted in the fifth round by the Cleveland Homely Browns.
Oh, they're terrible.
A team that has never even been to the Super Bowl in 57 years.
Okay. So why? Because his dad is loud and boisterous? Do you know how many NFL personalities are loud and boisterous?
His dad is also an NFL Hall of Famer.
So,
and a Super Bowl winner.
That's unfair to the child if this was some sort of message for the sins of the father. Like, why?
But what sins did Deion Sanders commit?
Listen to this from The Athletic. Let this serve as a lesson. If you intend to enter the elite workforce that is NFL quarterbacking, you had best come with a healthy respect for the process, the humility to acknowledge that you are never as good as you think you are, and realize that despite your best efforts, you are at the mercy of powerful executives. Oh, they write, and if you come with a helicopter parent, cut the cord. Remind said loved one that at this point, they are to be seen and not heard. Wow.
So there was some talk over the weekend that Deion Sanders had reportedly said that he would only consider a trip to the NFL as being a head coach if he could coach Shedeur. And so what owner is going to draft Shador?
You're drafting his father. That comes the baggage that comes with that
name. You're literally putting your current coach on notice.
Yep. But what coach is so, I mean, that's a little egotistical to say, if you all want me in the NFL as a head coach, draft my son and I'll consider it. I mean, it is, if my parents said that, I would be like, oh, in any job, imagine you're up for a big job interview.
Yeah.
And then your mom or dad says, well, I mean, I would consider dipping my pool in the executive world of T-Mobile if only my child.
My son.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little like, ooh.
Right.
Ooh.
But keep this in mind. We do not normally break down stats and get into all that stuff. He has, in his senior season, a 76% completion rating.
He's good.
Number one in Division I college football. He was number one in completion percentage. 36 touchdowns. Number one.
Do you know why I like breaking down things about the draft, of which I understand very little? Because we all had that moment on the playground where someone was picking teams and you didn't get chosen. It is a universal childhood lesson and memory for most of us. If you got chosen last or didn't get chosen, or you thought you were going to be chosen and then you weren't chosen, we've all had moments in our life where you feel like the little kid on the playground, whether that's in employment, in love and romance, in other things. And then they point these cameras at these kids who are staring at their cell phones. And not only is this their first no, their first real no when they are expecting yes, it is a lesson that unfolds in front of millions of people for fodder.
Well, now I would remind everyone, and Boss just wrote to both of us on a text, Dion is the ultimate helicopter parent. That may be true.
Yeah.
And that may be true. But it told me something when Shador was not in Green Bay over the weekend. And even in Mexico, by the way, this is how big the draft has become. Thursday night at 7 o'clock, we get up to our room from dinner. And I said, babe, do you mind if I look for the draft on TV? I don't even know if it's going to be on TV. It was on Mexican TV.
Yeah.
In English, carrying the draft.
It's sort of a real life reality show, Scott. Do you not remember the blonde kid, that darling kid? I think he was here the Kansas City year, where the cameras just kept showing him.
Oh, who was that?
All night long. Yeah. And then his girlfriend started.
It was like 3 years ago.
Her lip was quivering like she was going to cry. And he.
No, those were dollars slipping out of her mouth.
It was just this set. These are children. I know they're not, but they are. Every year I get older, they look younger when they come out of that tunnel.
But keep in mind, Shador was not backstage on Thursday night. That camera was on in the Sanders home.
But what does it say, Scott? That he is that good. And the league didn't care.
I don't know. Because here's what I know about owners, general managers, and coaches. They want to win at all costs. It doesn't matter if you're Johnny Manziel walking out, showing dollar signs. Ooh, look at me, I'm Dollar Johnny. All they wanted was to win. And they would take Johnny Manziel.
I'm so glad you brought up Johnny Manziel.
Who flamed out,
but... Was there talk when he was drafted that he's just too much? He's too much of a showboat? There was.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's why he dropped a little, but not a lot.
Well, he didn't drop to the fifth round.
He was a first round pick by the Cleveland Browns, who picked Shador.
I don't know a thing about Shador Sanders other than Colorado and Dion. That's it. But I know enough to know this was not about athletic ability. And then we're going to ask our audience and Bank in the 4 o'clock hour, what was the message here really? That we don't want parents actively involved in their kids' lives to that extent?
How can a parent like Deion Sanders not be involved in his life?
The Mannings is a football dynasty. They had a nephew.
Archie Manning, the grandfather.
Go on to play. So,
or dad.
You didn't hear back then, nobody wants that Archie Manning. He thinks he's just going to slide right in here because of that last name. He got drafted.
It's a great point. 913-586-7798. Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.